Miami-Dade County commissioners are still grappling with what to do about some new technology that allows people to get rides from private drivers through smartphone applications. Many taxi and limo drivers are opposed to Lyft and Uber. They say the new company should be required to have the same permits that they do. The ride-sharing apps have also been facing some resistance from county commissioners, including Chairman Dennis Moss.
I have a problem, you know, with companies coming into the area and setting up shop when they've been told that what they're doing is illegal.
But Commissioner Esteban Bovo says there is a demand for Lyft and Uber.
There is a segment of the population out there that is willing and wanting to use these kind of services, and what we've done as a government at this point is basically block them.
The Commission's Transportation Committee met yesterday to talk about it and hear public testimony, but came to no conclusions. Some officials favor changing county law to allow the services to operate. Well, the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs play tonight at American Airlines Arena. Over the last 4 years of NBA Finals featuring the Heat, many people have focused on the economic impact of bringing thousands of people and the world's attention to downtown Miami. WLRN reporter Kenny Malone wonders about how everyone got there and about one way in particular.
The next stop is 11th Street Station.
It's about 30 minutes to tip off of Game 3. Amanda Torres is on the Metro Mover wearing a Chris Anderson jersey. She almost falls over as the train moves because she's trying not to hold on to anything.
Like, I kind of want to go to the bathroom and wash my hands right now.
Torres is from South Miami. She doesn't have tickets, but wanted to watch the game at Bayside and figured it might take an hour to park downtown. So she parked a ways away, and now she's Metro Moving. It's about the fifth time she's done so.
Only if it's like a big event and there's no parking, so I have to take this thing.
Metro Mover ridership increases by 1.2% on Heat game days, according to Miami-Dade Transit spokesperson Carla Damian.
And for the finals, we have seen a slightly higher increase in ridership.
Not much, just 1.4%. But there is a definite Heat-Metro Mover connection, one that proved record-setting last year.
Not per se a Heat game, but we had the Heat Parade. We had over 61,000 people that used it that one particular day. So that's double what we usually see on our average daily ridership.
The finals games being played in Miami all tip off at 9 p.m. this year. Prospective Metro Movers should know that trains stop running 3.5 hours later at 12:30. Damian says because of budgetary reasons, the trains can't run any later. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.